This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
It is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Chickies in South Philly. You watch the game tonight. Watch the game tomorrow at your local Chickies and Pete's. Find a location near you at chickiesandpetes.com. We will see if Jolly holds on to the WIP belt in a moment. 215-592-9494. First, Tasty Cake Dom, you're on WIP. What's up, Tasty Cake?
Hey, Spike. Hey, Ike. And my man, Jack.
There he is.
Tasty Cake, what's up, brother?
Well, the one thing I want to do today, man, Spike, there were some guys that came after you today, and I just don't ever get it. Because I think most of your takes are pretty right on the money, most of them.
Most of them. There's a few.
He discredits Tobias Harris too much. Yeah. Everyone knows that.
So you haven't had an on-the-record day lately.
Oh, no, we haven't.
You guys have – you and Ike and Jack have allowed me to – call the show a couple of times and chirp when I was right about something. So today, I got to listen, Spike, I bent Jack's ear all the way down to the ground about Aaron Nola, that you might as well give him the Cy Young Award. This was going to be his year. I don't think I could be more wrong, right?
Well,
so
hold
far,
on. He's heating up. He had a good start on Sunday
so far. Yep.
Yeah, but I went overboard about him, right, Jack?
Yeah, listen, help. But it's a good take, though. You got to be passionate about something.
And the other thing I got to say to Ike is on Wednesday, Ike, I took a cheap shot at Jalen Brunson. And last night, Ike, he was superhuman.
He was. Yeah.
I mean, whoever's saying that he's not top 20, he's outrageously good.
Yeah. Yeah, and to be only, 6'2", and, you know, he has sort of a crafty game, right? He doesn't kill you with explosiveness or any of that.
I think it's going to be hard to win a championship playing the way they play, but he's certainly impressive to watch, you know? Well, it's just like he has to work so hard for every basket, and he's great to watch.
Like they stink offensively other than him. The only thing that the Knicks do is they are, like – they should have got blown out. When they lost the other night, they should have got blown out. They were winning by one at halftime because they got 12 offensive rebounds in the first half and 16 second half. You know, that's how you stay in the game when your half-court offense is garbage.
Yeah. Well, give New York a little credit. They are a little more seasoned. You know, Detroit, it's a good first year for them. That's a young team. You know, so winning the close games are usually going to come down to the more experienced team winning them.
Yeah, and by the way, their half-court offense being bad, it shouldn't be. I mean, I think the issue with Brunson is, like, he's not a great creator for other players. I mean, they have Karl Anthony Towns. They have Bridges. They should be better than they are. I don't love their coach at all, but, like, they're just a weird team. But he is... Of the players in the NBA now, if you tell me I could give the ball to anybody, go get me a bucket when I need one in the clutch, that is exactly – Jalen Brunson is – I don't think he's a top 10 player, but he's one of the five players in the league I'd want to
do
that.
He's probably going to win the Mr. Clutch Award.
He did. He did.
Oh, he did win already?
That. Is that a new award?
Yeah.
Yes.
I mean,
a few years old.
First I've heard about the Mr. Clutch Award.
Yeah, it's a strange award. But
an odd award. Yeah. An odd award.
So
the one last thing I wanted to tell you guys is, so I have a friend of mine who is a absolute devoted WIP guy and listens to you guys every day. However, he is a morning show guy.
Oh, no.
And
disgusting.
I got to tell you, I've been hearing for 3 weeks how the camera's going to light Jack up like a Christmas tree.
Oh, no.
Wow. That's not possible.
Not possible.
Not possible.
But I will tell you that I chirped a little bit, Jack, because not yesterday, but 2 days ago, you went on about, because he constantly tells me you know nothing about basketball, which is not true. No. And you went on, a hoops run about 5:30 Wednesday.
Yeah.
Pretty good.
Yeah.
I mean,
listen, if I want to talk hoop, I'll talk hoop. But right now, I don't want to
talk
hoop.
Buckets?
Yeah, listen, I lost a lot of money in the NBA the last 2 years, and I had to take this year off. I'm a father of two, Dave.
All right.
Hey, Jack, word on the street. Well, you three guys, I'm in your corner all
Thank
the time.
You.
And Spike, I hope some of these guys
That's
touch
all right.
a little.
They missed me yesterday.
Listen, you guys are tough skinned sometimes, because like I said, the one guy came at you. I don't know what I thought what you said was pretty reasonable. I think the Phillies they got a great rotation. I think Bryce is going to hit, so I'm not out on them yet. But it's certainly been a disappointing start.
Yeah, for sure. Thank you for the call, TCK. It's definitely been a I don't know that some people are out. I don't know that anybody. There's more people that are fully out than are fully in. I think most
on the Phillies.
Yeah, I think most people are wait and see. I think that is the large majority. Yeah. I think, but if you were to say, are you fully in on them being a World Series contender or fully out? I think there's more people that are fully out than are fully in.
Yeah,
but I think both of those are the minority. You know,
it's a tough spot because I think a lot of people think they're still a really good team. I don't think people think they stay.
I don't think anybody thinks they're a really good team.
But I think people all right.
Pretty good.
I think people think they're a good team, a playoff
Between
team.
The,
I think
they don't
people
think
believe they're a playoff team. I told you guys, stop with the World Series nonsense. Nobody is buying that right now.
Okay.
You don't even buy it.
I know I don't. I've been saying it all year.
You're right.
So, but I think that there's not people that say they stink. I
right.
think we're stuck in this weird spot where they're pretty good. But they don't think they're a World Series.
I don't think they stink.
I don't think they stink. I don't think people think they stink. I just think people think they have no chance. If that's
yes.
what I'm saying.
I think, I know what you're saying.
Yeah, I think they ultimately think
it's like having a 10-7 football team. You're like, yeah, they don't stink, but they're not really going to win the Super Bowl.
It's like being a Steelers fan.
They're gonna be good.
6 years.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or a Tampa Bay Bucks fan.
Yes.
Right? These are good teams. They make the playoffs, but nobody really thinks they're a Super Bowl contending team.
The Twitter question is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. Show the mom in your life how much she means to you this Mother's Day with a special gift with your purchase. Details at marks-jewelers.com. Are you frustrated with Bryce Harper? 63.4% say yes. All right, here on the WIP Afternoon Show, every Friday at 4:30, we tell you whether the WIP belt has changed hands. The WIP belt goes to the WIP employee that week who kicked the most ass.
Right.
Really. Who took it upon themselves to have a great take. Or, you know, if you're Elliot, you know, do a great job reporting or annoy the
Doing
hell out
his
of
job,
somebody.
Essentially.
Do his job.
Yeah.
Here it is. It's time to find out who has the belt.
There could only be one. The boss. The chief. The top of the mountain. The WIP Afternoon Show presents The Belt.
I think you just like The Belt because we play this song.
I love this tune. Kidding me? Hulkamania running wild?
This is going to be you,
brother,
in your new neighborhood. This song should be blaring
your
house.
The Hulkamania song?
Yeah, I can see it.
Yeah,
and then I see you doing the 250 push-ups. That's the best part about you being back in the area.
So I actually thought about it. Let's give out. Can we give out the belt first?
Yes.
Okay. So Jolly currently holds the belt. He did it for his rant on Daryl Morey 2 weeks ago.
Multiple rants.
We did not have the belt last week because we did not have a show because of the Phillies game, which had a rain delay of 7 hours. So the question today is, has Jolly done enough to keep the belt, or has a WIP employee stepped in and gotten the belt from him? Has Ike Reese stepped in? Has Elliot Shore Parks stepped in? Has Joe Giglio? Has Joe DiCamera? The answer to all of those questions is no. But has the belt changed hands? It has. The new holder of the belt at WIP is one Buzz Wilson. As Buzz, in the top five yesterday, came right at his idol.
Yep.
His teacher.
It's a good word.
Jack Fritz on the top five at five. Here's what Buzz did yesterday.
So with Spike being out, usually Jack just comes after everyone here in the producer booth doing the top five.
Yeah.
So it's about time you got ripped, Jack.
Whoa!
It's about time we make fun of you.
I think I just heard Ike's ears perk up.
The top five things that are easy to make fun of Jack for. The most fun things to make fun of Jack for. And at number five, it's frankly just being dumb. Like, you can't get one expression correct.
Wow.
Like earlier today.
He's coming in hot.
Jeez. The expression is a mountain out of a molehill because a molehill is a smaller mountain. That's why it's not whole.
Well, hold on.
You didn't know what the Electoral College was. You mixed up Delaware and New Jersey.
Were you setting that up with the top five?
Yes.
This is a private group chat that me and Buzz are in. He set this up 2 weeks ago.
Oh, okay.
A week ago. I was at trivia with Ava, and one of them was, which state outline is this? Yeah. I sent him New Jersey. He said it was Delaware.
First off, mole and hole rhymes.
You don't know what the state shape of New Jersey is?
I don't know what Delaware looks like.
Oh, my God.
Anyone with a third grade education should know what it looks like.
Listen, I know. I mean, New Jersey sort of looks like California.
Can you please take an IQ test on the show?
No.
Oh. Yeah, Buzz didn't let up.
No. He's like been waiting on that for
a year. We hint around the dumb thing, but
sure.
Buzz just went in on it and like, you are dumb.
Yeah.
By the way, what did you think the phrase was?
Mountain out of a molehole.
Molehill.
It rhymes.
Mountain out of a molehole.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I think moles go in holes more
so
than hills.
Buzz has the belt. He came right at Jack.
Yep.
I thought that was brave on Jack's hosting day.
Big day. Freedom Day, as some people called it.
Yep. Is that what they're calling it?
Freedom Day.
Yeah, so the other top five to close that out.
Yep.
So number five was me being dumb. Number four is my post-spike arrival work ethic. Third was being inappropriate on air. Second is being a Philly shill. And number one... crumbling in big boy interviews.
Wow!
Yeah. Now, I will say, the Howie interview went fine.
You didn't crumble?
No.
Yeah, that was less tense.
Didn't do much.
Yeah, it wasn't. That was a nice, non-combative interview.
Right. That's what we do. No combative.
You push Howie a little bit?
Nope.
Okay.
Not at all.
All right.
I did ask him about Elliot being Insider of the Year.
And he said?
That he should have been Insider of the Year.
Well, if he wants to report for us.
100%.
We'd welcome Howie on regularly. 215-592-9494. Congratulations, Buzz.
Never thought I'd see
it. Now you got to keep it.
Well, that's a 0% chance of happening.
I was ready to argue against this.
I could see it in your face.
I didn't.
Yeah, I know.
That's a good choice.
I mean, Buzz, that was really strong.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Good choice. First time Buzz did anything right with the top five and five.
I know.
He's like, you're straight up dumb.
You're dumb.
And he had a list.
I know.
New Jersey, not Delaware.
Yep.
It's mountain out of a molehill, not mole.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
You can't get any expressions right.
I told you I was an 1,100 away from being a Georgetown or Penn. And I got an 850.
You got an 850 on your SATs?
Not a test taker.
850?
Yeah, no. Two parts.
Is that bad?
Well.
What's a good score?
1,000.
1,100.
Oh, okay. Yeah. You got below the Mendoza line?
Oh, yeah.
Well, if you go in and you don't answer any of the questions, you get 800.
Is that true?
Yeah.
Just for signing your name?
Yeah.
Wow. So I kind of crushed it.
Yep.
No, in the middle of a test, if it's not going well, I give up. Yeah.
Because the way, ACT, by the way.
You're an ACT guy. ACT, I was always confused by the ATC scores. It's like have to get 17 or something. You know, like it's way lower than the ACT.
Yeah, and I got a 19. But is the fact that, listen.
It's not 24, I think. So that's good.
Is that 19 out of 36. 24?
Jesus Christ, Justin.
That was so loud, Justin.
19 out of 36, so I got half of them right.
Okay, well, the Jack got 850 out of 1,600. Okay, there you go. You got it then.
Yeah.
215-592-9494. Aaron in Mount Airy, you're on WIP. What's up, Aaron?
What's up, fellas?
What up, eh?
Yo, Jack, right quick.
Yes.
Where is New Jersey in terms of – we're in Pennsylvania, so which way do you go to get a New Jersey?
East.
Never mind.
That's a good answer.
So you know it's east of Pennsylvania, and you know – how do you get to Delaware from Westchester?
West, go down. Go down.
So that means you're going south.
I'm in south. Yeah.
Come on, Jack.
I know. And by the way, we did figure out the Center City is north because obviously we're in South Philly.
There you go.
Yeah.
Yeah, I didn't know that.
You didn't know it. Why do you think it's called South Philly?
No, but we've been arguing about the winds being south southeast. Yep. Is that blowing in or blowing out? So if they're blowing north, that means they're blowing out.
No, Jack. Oh my God.
Yeah,
No. Hold on, Aaron. It depends which way the stadium is facing, not where we are.
No, but the stadium's looking.
What do you think? If you're in Miami,
the stadium moves.
If you're in Miami and the wind is blowing north, no matter where you stand,
I think this is very simple. Let me explain it in my logic for 1 second.
Okay.
Thank you. Let me cook.
Okay.
So when you get on here and say that the wind is blowing south to the south, right?
Yeah.
So I take that as, because we're in South Philly, looking at the Center City, that means it's blowing in.
Yeah, but it depends on which way the stadium is facing.
But the stadium's always facing north.
Well, then that's it. There you go.
We got there.
It's not because we're in South Philly.
But that's the reference point as to what you're looking
at.
Jack's issue is he'll answer without really giving much thought.
Exactly.
Yes. Yes.
Every day.
Yes.
It sounds good.
You've heard my next question and answers.
Oh, yeah. You just take your leave. The only thing you're
cooking.
Care is, other than his children, are the Phillies. That's the only thing you take care of.
I know.
Oh, and his wife. True. But listen, I'm gonna touch on a couple things, right? I love EST, but you gotta let it go. Listen, Big Fangio, everywhere he went, he ran a 3-4, right? We ran a variation of it last year. So this is what I say. Thank Patrick Willis and Navarro Bowman with Bond and with Campbell. Thank that. They will build, like, he would rarely line up at edge. Every now and then he will blitz.
Yeah.
They drafted him to be a linebacker who can rush the passer when necessary. I know ESP likes to stand on this hill and, like, I'm not moving. Honestly, but it's okay, E.
Like Vic literally has talked about the importance of an inside linebacker. Like he's talked about. So we finally have a coach who actually values off-ball linebackers.
And we can tell who's an edge here and who is not.
Right.
Nolan Smith is an edge. Brandon Graham's an edge.
Brother. Yes.
The idea, Elliott saying that Jahad Campbell will take the majority of his snaps at edge is – I'm never going to let him forget it. There's no chance.
Nope.
Honestly, the guy's probably better in coverage than he is as an edge.
Yes.
He is. He's an off-ball linebacker.
Yes.
He's an off-ball linebacker. You know, like Navarro Bowman was the on-ball linebacker, and Patrick Willis was like the off-ball linebacker. And but they were so great that they could switch it up. But
yep.
They were linebackers. And every now and then, you send Navarro Bowman on a blitz. Every now and then. But
when an NFC exec compared them today to that.
To those guys?
Yeah,
it makes sense. Well,
yeah, because and that's when we drafted Cam, but that's what I thought about when we came to Zach Bond. Like, they're going to be on the field. Because they were – what's his name? The guy who got hurt.
N'Kobe.
He was on the field with Zach Bond all the time, too. Did we use him as a rusher? No. Because he wanted two linebackers on the field, ESD.
Yep.
Two. At least two.
Well, here's the great thing about this, and we'll move on from it. Elliot is the only one who's yelling this.
Yes.
Literally no one else is.
Well, he's stuck because he said he switched that it was a great pick
because of edge.
So he's
acting like it's a horrible pick if he turns out to be a great linebacker.
Yeah, that's what I kept trying to tell him. Like, it's not a horrible pick if he's not a damn pass rusher.
They just paid Zach Bond, what?
Yes.
He helped them win a Super Bowl.
Yes.
Elliot's really stuck here. He's really stuck.
But that's the beauty about ESD. That's truly the beauty of ESD. Because he will argue with throughout the whole summer. So at least he got content. At least he got ESD content.
That's true.
100%. He's a content factory.
Yeah.
Yep.
Real quick. That's what I want to say.
Yeah.
My shit door right quick. All the other stuff, I ain't got time. I don't care about none of that, whether he, the quote-unquote fail, because you don't know where teams have slide. I none of that. I argued with Joe Dilla earlier this week, and I argued with Kyle Quinn. I just spoke to the talent, right? I remember being an accurate passer was important. Now all of a sudden, we don't got time for it. When Joe Burrow, his best attribute is how accurate he is, because he's not very mobile. And he's injury prone. His best attribute is throwing the football accurate, because he doesn't have a strong arm. Drew Brees, his best, and I'm old enough to remember Drew Brees at Purdue. He's short, but his best attribute is the fact that he threw the ball accurate. So, what we have is Shador said he's an accurate passer. Which is, he's an accurate passer. Can he move? No, not really. But he's an accurate passer, and that's what you start with. And I go Joe Dilio because he got that Jalen Milroe roll up. And I hate quarterbacks that can't throw the football. I can't stand him. That's why I really didn't like Jalen Hurts. And you know Joe Dilio, he's very easily swayed with him. So he saw Jalen Hurts win the Super Bowl. So he's like, you know what, man? No. We built a superpower team around Jalen Hurts. Jalen Hurts is yet to throw for 25 touchdowns with A.J. Brown and Devontae Smith. If any other quarterback did throw for 25 touchdowns with Devontae Smith and A.J. Brown, they weren't a Philadelphia Eagles quarterback, even though they won Super Bowl, what would we be saying about that quarterback?
That he's not.
Calling him a top five quarterback?
Not unless he won a Super Bowl. Yeah. Yes,
I
agree.
Even if he won the Super Bowl.
Well, no,
even if he won Super Bowl, if he wasn't
a quarterback. I'm on your side here. I agree with you. I agree.
Yeah, you get what I'm saying? Yeah, so I understand with Joe. We know Joe Gio. He likes to play the angle. So I understand that. So that's all I'm speaking to. And Dora got drafted in the great spot. Because the quarterbacks are already there. And people rumored him to go there anyway. And Dylan Gabriel is the backup. He'll be the starter in 2026. Yeah. All the other stuff, I don't care for. It is what it is.
All right, Aaron.
Yeah, before you get out of here.
Uh-oh.
Before you get out of here.
I know what you're going to say.
OKC, JFC. What about Lakers and five? What happened to Lakers and five?
Yeah,
you're fine, Aaron. He's 40.
He only got the third best player in the league on his team. Oh, he sprained his knee.
He's 40.
Hey, over the last couple of years, I have not been on the LeBron train. You know that. But when they got Luka, I'm like, I'm back. So listen, just like Spike, he can easily navigate. If he's wrong, he won't bring it up. When he's right, he'll bring it up. So I ain't got no words for it.
I know it. That's why I had to bring it up.
By the way, I said Luka was too fat. I said J.J. Redick was a jerk. I said LeBron should retire. Ding, ding, ding.
Well, no.
Win.
LeBron should retire. Luka, did we expect J.J. Redick to win this? Is it win the finals or bust J.J. Redick? I don't know if he's a bad coach.
He played his five starters 24 straight minutes against the deepest team in the league. I would say and they all hate him. And I'll tell you the other thing. The players hate him. There's no way the players don't hate him.
Nope. Yeah,
there's no way. There's no way. We got to go.
Mm-hmm.
All right. There's no way the players don't hate him. He's a child.
Yep.
There's no way the players don't hate him. All right. Jack, what's coming up at the top 5 of 5?
Well, so what's going on first is that join me and Tornado Shapiro.
What?
I know. For a little book signing. I got to ring the bell, book.com.
Wow. Well, you're big time. Yeah. You're hanging out with Joe Conklin.
We're going to be at Ocean City Music Pier on Saturday, July 12th, right before Joe Conklin and the City Rhythm Orchestra. Get tickets at
JoeConklin.com.
And get your books at ringthebellbook.com.
Okay. This is the WIP Afternoon Show.